Well, the economic damage from COVID-19 is continuing to impact the banking sector. Westpac is the latest to reveal it expects impairments or loan losses running into the billions of dollars. For more, I spoke to our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. Peter, good afternoon. Has Westpac been able to put a number on the damage bill the bank's facing from COVID-19?
Well, good afternoon, Tom. In a statement to the Stock Exchange this morning, Westpac flagged impairment charges in its first half results of $2.2 billion, with $1.6 billion of that related to the economic impact of COVID-19 and the lockdown restrictions, which have pretty much stalled the economy. Westpac, though, says this will have a relatively small impact on the bank's capital kept aside for shocks, but the revelation underlines the stress the virus is putting on the economy, with the jobless rate expected to exceed 10% and economic output to sink to levels not seen since the Great Depression. Now, this follows yesterday's news from the National Australia Bank of a 51% plunge in half-year profit because of the dismal outlook, also related to COVID-19. And this morning, the NAB said it had completed a $3 billion capital raising, having halved its dividend yesterday.
And as you say, a dismal outlook. But we are seeing restrictions easing around the world and here in Australia. So does Westpac see any light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, Tom, as you can imagine, Westpac's chief executive, Peter King, is pretty cautious, and he says the world is going through a once-in-a-lifetime health and economic crisis, and that the bank is assisting customers where they can to bridge the shutdown period. But he says it's becoming clear and quite unfortunate that some customers won't be able to navigate the financial and economic shock, and some might not reopen after the crisis ends. So, a long path ahead. Mr. King says the impairments will depend on the duration of the decline in economic activity and also the effectiveness of the government's stimulus measures. Westpac shares were up 3% in late morning trade. Investors appear to be satisfied that the bank is taking decisive action.
Peter Ryan there.